Vishwanidas Thakur ki jai. Prem Shikor Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gaur Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Mathura Dham ki jai. Navadvip Mayapur Dham ki jai. Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai. Gangamayi Jamuna Devi ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Tulsi Maharani ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vananta Swami Niti Namani. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pucharane Nirvise Sasanya Vadi Pasatana Sutta. Panchakalpati Vistaki Vasnidhi Vajapti Tanam Pavana Vajapti.
Hare Krishna. Tamaranta Bhagi Vyasa Nagoto Sankrapto Rai and Vyas Pumivanata Chika. Vande Anakugo Mata Chika Darshan Yato Vrindavan Namatata Jai Prabhupada Ji Ka Adi Havitra Vakya Vasata Aur Aaj Mata Ji Hamare Madhya Mein Hai Bhumi Kshetra Mein Mujhe Mata Ji Ne Bataya Ki Jisan Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj Sri 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 It's in Delhi, so Mataji is here. Or, to see what Mataji has for experience, especially for the teacher, Mataji, and still has a PhD in education, my name, or doctor. So, this is Kalava, Jokhari is on the GBC Shastri Committee Council, Advisory Council, Mataji is here, Tavir of Shobi, or worldwide, of me, Sundar Professional with Ajani, I think I'm ready. जिसे बोलते हैं कनेक्शन एक्सेस के द्वारा पर हमारे मध्य में माता जी सो गया वेरी फॉर्चुनेट है माता जी इज विद अस टुडे सो माता जी हैज एन एंगेजमेंट आल्सो टुडे शी विल गो टू बालाबन टेंपल आल्सो टू सी हिम एंड वी हैव अ लेक्चर हियर फॉर दोस थैंक यू वेरी मच माता जी फॉर बीइंग विद अस हरे कृष्ण मोबाइल फोन तो पता क्या करूं
सो दिस इज February 16, 2019, in ISKCON, Rohini, and we're going to be talking about Srila
Prabhupada.
So I guess you would like to hear my personal stories about Prabhupada. So I joined ISKCON in 1973 in Chicago.
मैंने शिकागो में 1973 में ISKCON में सम्मिलित हुई थी मैं.
And Srila Prabhupada initiated me in the mail before I met him.
और प्रभुपाद ने मुझे उनसे मिलने से पहले ही मुझे दीक्षा दे दी थी.
I didn't actually even ask to be initiated.
और मैंने ये कहा भी था कि मुझे दीक्षा लेनी है.
My temple president wrote a request and then he just told me, oh, Prabhupada's accepted you as his disciple.
Aur mere temple president ne mujhe patra likha aur kaha ki Prabhupada ne aapko shishya ke roop mein swikar kar liya.
So the first time I met Prabhupada was about a few months later in the summer of 1974.
Aur phir 1974 mein main garmiyon mein kuch samay baad kuch samay baad mein Prabhupada se kareeb mili thi.
And the first time I saw Prabhupada was when he was sitting on the Vyasasan giving the morning class.
और मैंने पहली बार प्रभुपाद को तब देखा जब प्रभुपाद जी व्यासासन में थे और मॉर्निंग क्लास में क्लास दे रहे थे।
At that time I was 19 years old.
उस समय मैं 19 वर्ष की थी।
And for most of the class I was standing like right next to the Vyasasan fanning Prabhupada with a peacock fan.
और मैं पूरी क्लास के दौरान प्रभुपाद जी के साथ व्यासासन में ही प्रभुपाद जी को मोर पंख कर रही थी।
And Prabhupada was talking about how we cannot even see the soul, that all we see is someone's body.
So Prabhupada is saying that we cannot see our body, but we see someone's body.
He said, so you want to see God, but you cannot even see a little piece of God.
You want to see God, but you cannot even see a little piece of God. You want to see God, but you cannot even
He was also talking about how all of us are a controller, but God is a supreme control.
So Prabhupada is saying that we are all controllers, but God is
So as I was there fanning Srila Prabhupada, I was feeling simultaneously completely satisfied and completely disappointed.
तो हालांकि मैं प्रभुपाद को बहुत मन कर रही थी, तो मैं पूर्ण रूप से संतुष्ट थी और पूर्ण रूप से निराश थी.
Because my experience of hearing Prabhupada, I was standing half a meter away, was that it was exactly the same as listening to a recording of Prabhupada.
हालांकि मैं प्रभुपाद से आधे मीटर की दूरी पर खड़ी थी, लेकिन मुझे ऐसे सुनाई दे रहा था, ऐसे सुन रही थी कि मैं प्रभुपाद की रिकॉर्डिंग सुन रही थी.
My emotional experience was 100% identical.
और मेरा ये जो इमोशनल अनुभव था उनसे बिल्कुल वैसे ही था एक रिकॉर्डिंग सुनने के बाद.
So that made me completely satisfied.
तो ये इसने मुझे पूर्ण रूप से संतुष्ट किया.
Because I realized that Prabhupada was there previously and after he physically left, he would also be there.
तो तब मैं ये साक्षात्कार कर सकी कि प्रभुपाद पहले थे और जब प्रभुपाद के जाने के बाद फिर भी वो यहीं पर ही हैं हमारे साथ.
That I was not dependent on his personal physical presence. So that feeling has carried me for all these years. So then why was I disappointed? I had wanted something special. So later that morning, we got to meet Prabhupada personally.
और उस दिन फिर हमें प्रॉपर से व्यक्तिगत मिलने का अवसर मिला.
Was my husband, my father, and myself.
मेरे पति, मेरे पिताजी और मैं वहाँ पे थे.
So first Prabhupada thought that my husband was my father's son.
तो पहले प्रॉपर को लगा कि जो मेरे पति हैं वो मेरे भाई हैं.
And then my father says, "No, I have no sons, only daughters."
फिर मेरे पिताजी ने कहा कि मेरा कोई पुत्र नहीं है, मेरे सिर्फ बेटी है.
And Prabhupada says, "Oh, only daughters." And then Prabhupada started talking about Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu. I mean, he was basically calling my father a demon. So do not imitate this. Prabhupada had no envy. He had no pride.
उनके पास कोई इनकार नहीं था.
So he could be very heavy with people and they would enjoy it.
और इसलिए कभी-कभी वो बहुत गंभीर बातें लोगों को करते, लेकिन लोग इसको इसका आस्वादन करा करते.
My father was very happy.
मेरे पिताजी बड़े खुश थे.
And then my father used to run a big international food company.
और मेरे पिताजी की एक बहुत ही अंतर्राष्ट्रीय एक फल की एक कंपनी थी.
So he asked Srila Prabhupada, he said, "Why are you so eager to give everyone your food, even if they don't understand your philosophy?"
तो आप ऐसे इतना क्यों उत्सुक हैं कि सबको अपना अपना प्रसाद या आहार बांटना चाहते हैं, चाहे वो आपकी सिद्धांत को समझने में इच्छुक नहीं हैं?
So I should also tell you that Prabhupada had a very small seat in that room, and there was a table in front of the seat.
तो प्रभुपाद जी के पास एक सीट थी और उस सीट के वहाँ पर समक्ष एक टेबल भी था.
But Prabhupada was sitting in front of the table on just a very small cushion.
और Prabhupada एक सीट के कुशन के ऊपर बैठे करते थे, उनके सामने एक टेबल होता था.
And right before we were talking with Prabhupada, there was one reporter speaking.
और हमारे बात करने से पहले Prabhupada से एक रिपोर्टर से बात कर रहे थे.
There's a video of this.
और इसकी वीडियो भी है.
And this reporter was saying, "Why did you come from the airport in a fancy car?"
और रिपोर्टर ये पूछ रहे थे कि आप एयरपोर्ट से जब आए एक इतनी महंगी कार या फैंसी कार में क्यों आए?
And Prabhupada said, "I knew you were envious, therefore I am not sitting on my seat."
तो मुझे पता था प्रॉब्लम है कि आप द्वेष करते हैं मुझसे, इसलिए मैं अपनी सीट पर नहीं बैठा, नीचे बैठा.
So Prabhupada was sitting in front of his table on a very small cushion.
और प्रॉब्लम अपने टेबल के सामने बहुत छोटे कुशन पर बैठे थे.
And he was sitting like this.
Yeah.
And his dhoti was up by his knee.
और प्रॉब्लम इस तरीके से बैठे थे और उनकी धोती यहाँ पर उनके घुटनों तक आ गई थी.
So you could see both of his calves and his feet.
और आप देख सकते हैं नीचे चरण भी देख सकते थे और नीचे.
When I saw Prabhupada on the Vyasasan, he was very formal.
तो जब प्रॉब्लम व्यासन पर बैठते थे बहुत ही औपचारिक रूप से बैठते थे.
But in his room he was just.
लेकिन इसमें बहुत ही इनफॉर्मल तरीके से औपचारिक तरीके से नहीं बैठते.
It was very very casual, very very personal. So my father asked this question, why are you so anxious to give people your food?
Prabhupada
said, do you believe in infection? And also everybody in the room laughed also. He said, just like if you eat the food of a sick person, you will get infected with their disease. So if you eat the food that Krishna is eating, you will get infected with Krishna's disease. Everybody, nobody clapped, but they were all appreciating. And then my father obviously felt a little awkward about coming to the temple when he himself was not a devotee. Later he became something of a devotee, but that was later. So he said to Prabhupada, I have my own religion, I am not a worshipper of Krishna. Is it okay that I am coming to the temple? Prabhupada said, yes. He said, there can be many religions. He said, just like we are in Chicago and many airplanes are coming to
Chicago.
He said, but they have to know that they are coming to Chicago. He said, so religion means to know God and to love Him. He said, if you are trying to know God and love Him, then there can be many religions. But if you are not trying to know God and love Him, there is no meaning to many religions. So my father must have still had some anxiety. So he said, I am only coming to see my daughter and son-in-law. I'm not coming to see Krishna. Is that okay? Again, Prabhupada was in this mood. He says, they are loving Krishna. And I was thinking, I don't know if I love Krishna. Prabhupada is saying that I love
Krishna.
And he said, chanting and dancing are symptoms of loving
Krishna.
You have to really pay attention. This is not easy to translate. You have to get this exactly right. If you have to explain it, it doesn't work. So you have to really listen. You know mathematics? Okay. You must be like an IT specialist or something, right? He says, so they are loving Krishna and you are loving them. So two things equal to the same thing are equal to each other.
तो ये कृष्ण से प्रेम कर रहे हैं और आप इनसे प्रेम करते हैं तो दोनों चीजें समान हैं आपस में कोई विरोधाभास नहीं है.
So Prabhupada was using mathematics to preach this. So those things Prabhupada said, they've really influenced my whole life.
तो जो प्रॉब्लम उस समय चीजें थी उसने मेरे पूरे जीवन को प्रभावित किया.
Prabhupada's non-sectarian view of religion.
तो प्रॉब्लम धर्म निष्पक्ष भाव था धर्म को लेके.
And that if I love Krishna and somebody loves me, that will help them. So then, next time we saw Srila Prabhupada, that was the first Rath Yatra in Chicago, by the way. Prabhupada came for the first Rath
Yatra.
So after that, we moved to New York City. Which was where I was born. And Srila Prabhupada visited New York in early 1975 for a few days.
Prabhupada
So Gopal Krishna Maharaj was there when he was a grihastha. I could tell you some stories about that too. But you have to only if he's not here. Because he gets upset with me if I glorify him. So he should not come yet. A few minutes, okay. So you don't tell him. So we were living next door. He and his wife and son were our neighbor. He did not have a nice wife. Always she was screaming at him. She was always screaming at him. Anyway, so he had a job for an advertising company. And he was doing the advertising for Pepsi Cola and Clairol hair dye. And in those days, in 1975, the mood in ISKCON was all the grihasthas were completely in Maya. Only the brahmacharis were Krishna conscious. It was very difficult, actually. So, and they said, oh, he is advertising Pepsi Cola, he is completely in Maya. So he was not treated nicely by the devotees. Like completely neglected. So then Tamal Krishna Maharaj had been the GBC in India. And he went back to America to preach. So we had no GBC in India. And Kurandar, who was running Spiritual Sky, he left Krishna
Consciousness.
So there was nobody running Spiritual Sky, which was maintaining the movement financially.
So
Srila Prabhupada wrote this letter that he said that Gopal Krishna is qualified to run Spiritual Sky or to be GBC of India. But three times in that one letter he said, I don't want him to give up his job. So the devotees saw this letter and they were very surprised. Prabhupada is happy with this grihastha working at a job. I mean, even today in ISKCON, devotees sometimes preach, now that you are a devotee, you must leave your job. Do full-time preaching. This is all Maya. So the devotees were thinking like this in 1970. And Prabhupada showed he was so pleased with Gopal Krishna. He wasn't Maharaj then.
Gopal Krishna.
So then all the devotees started treating Gopal Krishna very differently. They started asking him to give Bhagavatam class. And then Prabhupada came to visit. And he decided, you must leave your job and become GBC.
And
then his wife never followed. She said, I'm not going to India. He tried for many years to bring
him.
But Prabhupada was so pleased. So we got to meet with Prabhupada in his room there in New York.
और फिर न्यूयॉर्क में प्रभुपाद से उनके रूम में मिले वहां पर.
गोपाल कृष्ण प्रभु वाज देयर इन द रूम.
गोपाल कृष्ण प्रभु उस समय थे इसी रूम के अंदर.
सो दैट वाज माय हस्बैंड माय फादर एंड देन आई हैड लिटिल बेबी.
और मैं और मेरे पति थे और मेरे पास एक छोटा बच्चा था.
एंड प्रभुपाद वाज टॉकिंग अबाउट हाउ यूज़लेस इट वाज टू बी अब्सॉर्ब्ड इन ऑर्डिनरी न्यूज़ ऑफ द वर्ल्ड.
तो प्रभुपाद बोले कि इतना बेकार है कि हम संसारिक जो न्यूज़ है बातों में हमेशा मगन रहते हैं.
सो आई डोंट हैव सो मच टाइम. सो आई विल टेल यू अबाउट व्हेन प्रभुपाद लेफ्ट न्यूयॉर्क.
He
is going to come any minute. But don't tell him I told you about
it.
He was such a paka grihasta. Anyway, so when Prabhupada was leaving New York, so we went to the airport to see him off. Now, when Prabhupada had arrived in New York, there were maybe 350 devotees were there to greet him.
So, when Prabhupada in New York arrived, there were 350 people to greet him, to welcome him.
And there's a recording of that time when we met Prabhupada.
So, some of the recording is when Prabhupada was some met.
And the title they've given the recording is "We Are Hare Krishna People."
And the recording title is "We Are Hare Krishna People."
So it's a very, very funny conversation Prabhupada had with some reporters. I will tell you another time. But you can listen to the recording. In the recording you will hear a baby crying. That's my baby. So when Prabhupada was, that's where did Keshava Murari go? So that baby, his name was Madhava. Now his initiated name is Murari. So when he said, "My name is Keshava Murari," and our other son is named Keshava. Anyway. So when Prabhupada was leaving, maybe only 15 devotees went to the airport to see him leave.
So when Prabhupada was leaving, maybe only 15 devotees went to the airport to see him leave.
And in those days, there was no security in the airport at all, zero.
So some people had security guards who were pushing them to the airport.
And also, people used to smoke cigarettes every place.
And there, people had to smoke in the airport.
So people were smoking in the airport. And there, after they smoke, they throw their cigarettes on the ground. So the floor in the airport is covered with cigarettes. So Prabhupada came in the airport and he went to the lounge, like the VIP lounge. And it was under construction, so he was the only one there. And about 15, maybe 20 devotees, not more, small group. So Prabhupada sat on a sofa, on a couch. And I was sitting like right next to, like where you are sitting, like this, right next to the sofa. So many of the devotees in that room were people who joined the movement in like
1966-1967.
And Prabhupada knew them very intimately. So he was asking them, "How are your sons? How is your friend? What is happening?" You know, he's asking them about their life, their family, their friends. You could see he had a very close and sweet relationship with these devotees. And I was thinking, I wish I had that kind of
relationship.
So then the devotees had brought the two silver trays from the temple to the airport. Like they were about this big. Big.
इतनी बड़ी सिल्वर ट्रे थी.
Heavy.
बहुत ही भारी थी.
So the first tray they filled up with pieces of cut fruit.
और पहले ट्रे में डाला फ्रूट स्टार्ट कर दिया उसमें
like a pyramid
और इसमें एक पिरामिड बना दिया
and they brought it to Srila Prabhupada
और फिर प्रभुपाद के पास लेकर आए
and Prabhupada took a piece of watermelon from the top
और प्रभुपाद उसमें तरबूज लिया
just put it in his mouth
और अपने मुंह में डाला
and he said distribute
और कहा कि
so everybody wanted the watermelon
तो हर कोई तरबूज को चाहता था
And then they brought this other big tray.
फिर दूसरी ट्रे लेके आए प्रभुपाद के सामने.
Again with a pyramid.
और पूरा भर के उसको पिरामिड बना के बिल्कुल.
Of milk sweets.
और कुछ दूध की बनी कुछ मिठाई लेके आए.
Prabhupada just looked and he said, "Just."
प्रभुपाद ने देखा उसको कहा बाहर करो.
So nobody took any. It was burfis and dash. Nobody touched.
बर्फी थी संदेश थे किसने छुआ भी नहीं
So while this is going on, our GBC Rupanuga was in the back of the room, and he's talking to some official from the airport.
और ये जब चल रहा था पीछे हमारे GBC से Rupanuga वो कुछ officials लोगों से बातें कर रहे थे airport के.
And you could see the airport official is not happy.
और वो देखें सर जो airport के जो अफसर थे वो खुश नहीं थे.
And Prabhupada said, "What is the problem?"
प्रॉब्लम है कि क्या समस्या है?
So when we had come to the airport, we had a big bag of flower petals like this
aur jab hum aaye the airport pe to hamare bahut bada jo phool ke patton ka kuch hamare paas wo bahut bada bag tha bahut hi bada bag
and from the entrance door of the airport to the lounge we had been throwing the petals
aur lounge tak jo jahan pe Prabhupada baithe the aur airport ke entrance se hum sab phool fair mein jahan tak Prabhupada jayenge
So the official wanted us to clean up the flowers. So I think now in 2019 we would clean up the
flowers.
Now we are a little conscious of public relations and
अभी थोड़ा सा सचेत होते हैं कि public relations से public से कैसे बात करना चाहिए.
But at that time we were thinking oh these are just karmis.
हम लोग लगते सब कर्मी लोग हैं कि चिंता ही नहीं करते
थे. They're just hogs, dogs, camels.
ये सब सुअर कुत्ते हैं.
And then one of the devotees said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, there are cigarettes all over the floor and they never ask anyone to clean that up. So cigarettes are okay, flowers are not okay. So Prabhupada laughed and he told a story. He said that his godbrothers had gone to Burma. What's that now? Myanmar, right? What is it called?
Myanmar.
They had gone to preach there. So the people there, they would have this very special drink. They would drink on festival days.
तो उस समय एक एक किसी फेस्टिवल को एक स्पेशल पे 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 करते थे ड्रिंक पे करते थे.
Liquid dog.
वो था liquid कुत्ता.
They would take a dead dog and they would bury it underground for a few years.
तो कुत्ते को मारते थे और क्या करते थे? मरे कुत्ते को एक कुछ समय सालों के लिए उसको दफना देते थे.
Until it turned into liquid.
उसको फिर लिक्विड में आते थे उसका.
And they would drink this.
उसको पीते थे.
And very bad smell.
बहुत ही दुर्गंध होती थी.
But when the devotees were cooking with ghee.
उस समय फिर जब भक्त घी से खाना बनाया करते थे प्रसाद.
They were all complaining to the devotees.
और वो सब लोग devotees को कंप्लेन करते थे.
What is this bad smell of ghee?
ये बदबू कहाँ से आ रही है?
So I don't think we cleaned up the flowers. And then Prabhupada said, "Let us have kirtan." So one of the devotees said, "Prabhupada, that will be worse. That will be worse than the flowers." Prabhupada said, "Then we will have kirtan very quietly." So one of the devotees, his name, he's not in the movement anymore, but his name was Jai Sachinandanan. So he started leading a kirtan.
और वहाँ पे भक्त थे जैसे 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 चिलाते हैं जो भी मूवमेंट में नहीं है लेकिन उन्होंने कीर्तन करना शुरू किया.
He was playing mridanga.
And
Prabhupada took out his kartels.
And
he was playing very quietly on the edge. And Prabhupada was leaning back with his eyes closed, just playing the kartels. So Jai Satchinanda was singing the Guru Vastaka, Samsara Dava Nalunuk.
So Jai Satchinanda was singing Guru Vastakam Karate, Samsara Dava prayers.
And then he sang Guru Vandana, Sri Guru Charana Padma. So again, I'm sitting right next to Srila Prabhupada.
And I remember Prabhupada's heart better than some.
Prabhupada's here, I'm right there. And I'm looking at Srila
Prabhupada.
And you know, when we are singing these songs, I mean, I was singing the songs about Prabhupada. But he's singing the songs. I can understand he's singing the songs about Bhakti Siddhanta
Saraswara.
It's very sweet. And then I don't know if everyone in the room had this experience or not. But for me, the room disappeared. Airport disappeared. I was in the spiritual world. I didn't know what, how much time, anything. If I think about it, the kirtan must have been like 20 minutes. But it was, for me, there was no time. I was in a completely different place. So after I was, at that time I had a little baby, my baby Murari, he was then Madhava, he was a very small baby. So I was thinking, we have been in this, all of a sudden my focus on the kirtan broke. And I remembered, oh, I'm holding this baby. And I'm thinking, we have been here a long time, I have not checked his nappy, his diapers, what do you call
it?
I thought pretty soon we will go to the plane. I should do now. So I started opening my bag and taking out the diapers to. So I was still chanting, but just mechanically. I was absorbed in what I was doing. So, you know, Prabhupada had been like this. Just eyes closed. And his head was down. So he was still playing the kartels. And he was still chanting. Very slowly. He was just staring at
me.
I don't know how long he stared at
me. It
seemed like a very long time. And when I think about it today, I have no idea what Prabhupada was thinking.
तो आज मैं आज भी सोच उस बारे में मुझे कुछ पता नहीं था कि प्रभुपाद क्या सोच रहे थे घूरते समय.
No idea.
कुछ मुझे पता नहीं.
But in that moment, I thought, oh, I have ruined the kirtan.
उस समय मुझे लगा अरे मैंने कीर्तन खराब कर दिया.
I lost the concentration.
तो मैंने अपना ध्यान छोड़ दिया.
I'm just taking care of my baby.
और कीर्तन को छोड़ के मैं अपने बच्चे
को देख रही हूँ. I was just staring.
प्रभुपाद मुझे देख रहे हैं.
Like that. I didn't know what to do. So I had to finish what I was doing. I finished quickly. And then Prabhupada just put away the kartels. And he stood up and he walked to the plane. So we all followed him to the plane.
Yeah,
there was no security at all. You could go onto the plane with a passenger if you were not a passenger. And you get them situated and then you go off. Like a train, yeah. Exactly like that. So Prabhupada is standing in the line, in the queue to get on the plane. So there was one mother and a 3-year-old child that was staying in our apartment. She had made some of the sandesh that was on that tray. From our own cows at the Gita Nagari farm. So when her 3-year-old child had woken up that morning, he said, "Mata, I want to go with Prabhupada to London."
So subah 3 baje jo bachcha utha tha to kehta tha, "Mata ji, mujhe Prabhupada se London jana hai."
So all morning he said, "I want to go with Prabhupada, I want to go with Prabhupada.
Main Prabhupada se jana chahta hu." Puri subah yehi bol raha tha bachcha.
So when Prabhupada is in the line, he runs over to Prabhupada and he grabs Prabhupada's hand.
Aur jab Prabhupada line mein khade the, wo bhaag ke Prabhupada ke paas gaya aur Prabhupada ka haath pakad liya.
Says, "I am coming to London."
Main London aa raha hu, bachche ne bola.
And so the worker for the airline, she tries to take him away. And Prabhupada says, no, he is passenger. So his mother told me, she was thinking, he has no ticket, he has no passport. And she does, "What should I do?" So she took him back. But she told me later she was thinking, maybe I should have let him go. So his Maharaj arrived. I'm wondering if I should tell another story. He has arrived.
Maharaj,
are
you?
2 minutes more. No,
he's not there. He's not arrived. So should I start another story?
Yes, Mataji.
Yes, Maharaj. 2 minutes more, Maharaj.
She has not arrived at the temple.
Yeah.
Okay, so should I start another story?
Yeah. Yes.
So, if I should tell you anything about ISKCON history. Should I also tell you something about ISKCON history? So you remember I told you it was not very nice situation for the grahasthas, yeah? So our GBC had asked us to move from Chicago to New York. And my husband was already Brahmin initiated. But when we moved to New York, the temple president said, "No, I'm not going to recommend any grahasthas for initiation."
तो जब हम न्यूयॉर्क में आए तो टेंपल प्रेसिडेंट ने कहा कि हम किसी और ग्रस्त को दीक्षा के लिए रिकमेंड नहीं करेंगे।
So you have to be brahmachari living in the temple.
आपको ब्रह्मचारी होना पड़ेगा, मंदिर रहना पड़ेगा।
So my husband kept asking the temple president, "Please recommend my wife for Brahmin initiation."
तो मेरे जो पति थे वो टेंपल प्रेसिडेंट को कहते रहे कि हाँ मेरी जो पत्नी है उनको भी या माता जी के लिए इनको ब्रह्मचारी दीक्षा मिल ही जाएगा।
He kept saying, no. So I was thinking I have to prove to Krishna.
तो मैं सोच रही हूँ मुझे कृष्ण को साबित करना पड़ेगा.
So you know, our baby was just a few months old.
हमने जो छोटा बच्चा था कुछ महीने के था.
So we were coming to the temple for the whole morning program every day.
तो हम रोज पूरा मॉर्निंग प्रोग्राम के लिए आते थे मंदिर में.
And the whole evening program.
और पूरे इवनिंग का प्रोग्राम भी करते थे.
And we were giving 50% of our income.
और हमने जो कमाते थे उसका 50% मंदिर में दिया करते थे.
Gross income.
Gross income, the pura mul.
And I was answering correspondence for the BBT.
Aur main kuch correspondence kuch patra likha karte the DVD ko.
But they wouldn't let me do any service at the temple.
Lekin wo mujhe kuch mandir mein seva nahi dete the maa.
You have baby, you cannot do service.
Theek hai, aapka bachcha aap seva nahi kar sakte mujhe.
So, you know, I would chant all my 16 nams in the morning.
Main sari 16 nams subah hi kar lete the usme.
So what was I going to do at home all day?
तो मैं क्या करूं पूरे दिन सब घर में?
So I was reading.
तो फिर मैं पढ़ा करती थी.
I was spending 4 to 6 hours a day reading Prabhupada's books.
मैं 4 से 6 घंटे रोज प्रभुपाद की किताबें पढ़ती थी.
And 3 to 4 hours a day listening to Prabhupada's lectures.
3 से 4 घंटे प्रभुपाद के लेक्चर सुनती थी.
But I thought I was completely in Maya.
और मुझे ऐसा समझा जाता कि मैं बिल्कुल माया में हूँ.
Because the whole mood was, you have to live in the temple and you have to go on book distribution. And all those grahastas, they are just in Maya. This was the preaching every Bhagavatam. And all the women, they are all Maya Devi. I would come home from the temple and I would be crying. Why did I get married? Why did I have a baby? Now my life is finished. So now I see people, they save up for 10 years to go study Prabhupada's books like that, you
know.
So I had such an opportunity, but I didn't appreciate it at the time at all. And they didn't allow the women to preach. So when I was studying Prabhupada's books, I was taking notes. Categorizing everything. But I couldn't use it. Not for a long time. So I was doing this many, many months. I didn't tell anybody. Even my husband was at work all day. But finally the temple president said, if your GBC from the other temple will recommend you, then we will recommend. So, thankfully, Jagadish recommended
me.
So, this ended up to be a very nice thing for me. Because if I had gotten Brahmin initiation earlier, again it would have been in the mail and on a recording. But because I had to wait, I got to get from Prabhupada personally. So, everything Krishna does is good. Everything Krishna does is good. No, we may think at the time it's this way, that way. But in the long run, you see what is his plan. So we went to Philadelphia to see Prabhupada for the Rath Yatra. And do I need to stop? Maharaj is here? You are standing here? He must be. So I cannot tell this story. Should I finish story or not? What should I do? You tell me. Oh, Keshava Murari Prabhu.
You know him.
He is both my sons in one person. Should I finish this story?
How long? It will take much.
You tell me how long. I can make it short or long. What do you tell me? You are in charge. I am the servant here. Okay. I'll save something for next time. So, which part should I tell? Okay, so that morning, again, my husband, my father, and I, and my baby, we met Prabhupada in his room. And my father gave Prabhupada a big basket of fruit. And Prabhupada said, oh, I have met you before. And Prabhupada was again very casual. So at that time, my father became a life member of ISKCON. And that was the day Prabhupada gave me Gayatri Mantra. And when my father handed the donation for life membership directly to Prabhupada. And as we were leaving the room, Prabhupada said, good father, good daughter. So actually I had a very nice father. But also Srila Prabhupada is my father. So I'm hoping that, like I have a very good father, that I can be a good daughter.
तो मैं जाते हैं, मैं ये आशा करते हैं कि मेरे बहुत अच्छे पिताजी हैं और उनकी बहुत अच्छी पुत्री।
थैंक यू।